Wow. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be present again. Trust you're doing good. Praise the Lord. Alright, let's pray a prayer. Father, let's begin a prayer. Father, we say thank you for your grace, your blessing, your increase, and your joy over us. We ask, Lord, that you continue to be on the increase in the name of Jesus. We are at your feet, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, change us from your word, and turn our life around in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to the Diversity of Scriptures platform, where we are edified through the scriptures of the Holy Bible. And today again, we are looking at the same verse. Remember, we talked about it the last time. So we talk about the scripture twice in a week so we can understand what to get from it. Hallelujah. And if you have any questions to throw on those scriptures or to clarify or some additions, you can comment or send me a mail personally and your questions shall be visited. Hallelujah. So today, I just want to throw 2 weeks on how to know God. Many are in the position of a desire to know Him more. So if you want to know God, if you want to know Him more, it starts from the place of prayer. It said, God is infinite in His ways. And that is why there is no end to His knowing. You mustn't be willing to learn more of Him. If you want to know God more, He will show Himself to you and through you on the place of prayer. That is one of the ways to know God. First, in prayers. Because as a believer, growing up, your prayer life should be one of the ways God manifests Himself to you and through you. That is one of the ways. I can remember vividly when I became born again. It was, I have a scripture with me then. It was Luke chapter 10 verse 19, because everywhere I go, I feel the oppression of the enemy, and I keep praying on those scriptures till the scripture became part of me and I see myself dominating that issue. And the scripture was simple. It was, behold, I give you power to tread upon all powers of the enemy. So I see myself conquering every forces of the enemy, and at the later part I triumph. So you are what? Developing yourself on the prayer altar. You are knowing God more. You want to know Him more? Start on the altar of prayer. Have a daily prayer walk with God. Have a daily prayer schedule with Him. Have a time you meet with God so that He comes to meet with you. He knows you have separated yourself to Him at that time, so He comes to meet with you. Don't be tired. The things of the kingdom are things you do with, are things you, for the overcomers. Yes, overcomers are not weary. Winners are not losers. They keep what? Pressing on till they get their prize. So you should be tired of getting blessed from God. You want to know God more? The second thing you do is reading His word. And you are not reading it just like a novel or a story. You are reading it for revelational knowledge, not just the natural knowledge or the intellectual knowledge from the word, but revelational knowledge. And in case you are not getting it, before you open your Bible, ask God, said, sanctify me, Lord. By the blood of Jesus, I open this scripture. Holy Spirit, teach me. Open my heart to receive your word. Open my ears to hear your word. And open my eyes to see what you are saying to me. That is one of the ways you encounter the revelational knowledge from the word of God. And it begins to show you. It begins to tell you. It begins to explain things to you. Remember, I said, albeit when the Spirit of truth comes, He will show you all things. So the Holy Spirit is not a respecter of person. If you so desire to know more of God from His word, He will reveal Himself to you. And I see that becoming your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to the Diversity of Scriptures. Remember to like and share. God bless you.